Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our Righteous Lord. Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5. The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love. There have been times I hesitantly confess when I have given my word to pray for someone about a particular issue and became preoccupied or busy with all of the demands of life, and my promise to pray fell through the cracks of my life. I had the best intentions, but I didn't fulfill my promise. There's also a little bit more to this story. Sometimes, sometime later, the person that asked me to pray about that particular issue approaches me and thanks me for praying. I hang my head in shame because I had not done what I promised to do. Have you ever been in that position? Have you ever promised to pray and then not pray? The Lord is right and true. He is always faithful in all he does. The only thing we can do is confess to the Lord our failure and reassure that individual that we are praying for them. And the next time someone asks us to pray, pray immediately. Don't put it off. Don't hesitate. Don't become preoccupied, which so many times we are prone to do, with the things, even the righteous things of this world, and fail to pray for that individual or that situation. And here again, we do not know how to pray the way we ought to pray. All we do is bring that situation and lay it at the feet of the Lord and say, Lord, you know what needs to be done in this situation. I'm not in a position of telling you what to do. I just want to do what you want me to do and what is best in that situation, and give courage and strength to that individual that is going through the time of trial. The Lord takes us through difficult times in our life, and we never want to step in and do what God has not called us to do. He certainly calls us to pray and then leave our prayer at his feet and let him do the righteousness and justice in the situation, every situation of life. Heavenly Father, even though we do not know exactly how to pray in every situation, we know that you call us to pray in every situation. In praying, Lord, we give you the glory and the praise and the power that is rightfully yours. And we take our hands off, but at the same time, we stand ready to do the things that you call us to do. Might we be always prepared to go where you want us to go, to do what you want us to do, to say what you want us to say, and to pray what you want us to pray. And Lord, we do pray this in your precious and holy name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who could as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.